1620 94.5 WTAW. Following are comments from the June 9th, 2022 College Station City Council meeting and the June 14th, 2022 Bryan City Council meeting. Chairman of Brazos County's new Regional Mobility Authority, also known as the RMA, made presentations at the last Bryan and College Station City Council meetings. The only question asked of Barry Moore during the Bryan Council meeting was the timeline of the RMA's first three projects. Moore said that was subject to voter approval this November of a $10 increase in vehicle registration fees.
We've got these funds. Let's look at how we can tackle these three projects, and that would be immediately. I think we would probably stage them in a way where, hey, let's get something done that we know we can get done now, and then move to the next one, and then move to the next one.
Moore said with voter-approved funding, construction of improvements at Fitch and Arrington could start in 1 to 2 years. Improved access to the Rellis campus off Highway 21 could start in 3 to 5 years. And the design and proposed route of a loop from the north end of Bryan off FM 2018 to Highway 30 in Fitch could be done in 8 years. Moore also said toll roads are not on the list.
I will say that you will not see the words toll road anywhere in any of the RMA's literature plans at this point. Toll roads at this point in the state of Texas are a little bit of a dirty word, and so we are moving forward as if toll roads are not a part of the conversation.
Moore asked both councils and will ask Brazos County and Texas A&M, who all have representatives on the RMA board, to consider $30,000 contributions a year for the next 5 years towards administrative expenses. Moore says if voters approve raising vehicle registration fees, that money can only be used towards projects. The only response to the funding request came from College Station Councilman Dennis Maloney.
We all know how desperately we need to fix our transportation problems in the College Station-Bryan greater area, and I'm sure that we will support it as long as our partners in the community come on board as well, so I wouldn't worry about that.
Moore also asked the councils to consider at a future meeting adopting a resolution supporting the fee increase.